Coast FM is what you're tuned to. Bernadette Young, keeping you company, keeping you informed until 6 o'clock tonight. Now, speaking of o'clock, at 2 o'clock on Sunday morning, you know, the clocks do that thing that can frustrate you when you live in a border area. But that's why it's so handy to have smartphones, because they just take care of all of this for you, don't they? Stilgarian is a freelance techno, well, a freelance technology writer. Hello, Stilgarian. How are you?
G'day, Bernadette. I was wondering where you were going.
I know. Well, I was just about to say techno geek kind of thing, but then I thought that's a bit cruel.
No,
you're not a geek, man.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're not. Oh, right. He's a geek, folks. He's a total geek.
Totally.
Which is why I rely on you so often. You're my, like, dial a geek.
Oh, I think that's actually a business name somewhere.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
It probably is. Okay, phone a geek? Anyway, on my smartphone, I punch in your number, and I wonder, because now people have been saying they got caught out as the clocks changed one way or the other, whether it's the end of daylight saving or the beginning, that their phone needed to be changed manually. But I know I've experienced with my own smartphone that it changes for itself. So can you rely on phones to pick up the difference in time simply by jumping across the border into New South Wales or up into Queensland?
Well, I guess in a perfect world you could, but unfortunately things aren't quite perfect. And I guess this will be easier to explain if I say that there's two ways your phone can figure out what time it is. Now, the first way is if you've set your phone to automatically pick up the time from the network. And that means it talks to the nearest cell tower, the cell tower knows what time it is, and it tells the phone. Now, the problem with that, in a border area like where you are, it just might be, if you're at the south end of the coast, you could well be connecting to a cell tower that's across the border in New South Wales, so your phone gets set to New South Wales time.
That's going to catch you out if you're on your way to a meeting and you suddenly are looking at your phone, using it as your watch, which so many people do these days. How would you know? I mean, I guess you've set it up yourself. Therefore, you can make sure that it's not set that way. Do you think that's the safest way to know what time it is if you're living in a border region?
Well, I do, because I don't trust it to be right. And as you say, if you're driving around, you could switch from one cell to the next depending on how good the phone reception is, and the time will be jumping back and forward an hour. You're just going to get thoroughly confused. So it depends, you know, the exact spot depends on what kind of phone you have, but eventually it'll be somewhere under phone settings, date and time, and it will be automatically set the time or something similar like that, get the time from the network. If you turn that off, you are then given the option of choosing what time zone your phone is in, and then just check from select from the list. So you select from it'll probably say Australia/Brisbane rather than Australia/Queensland, but that's the one you're after if you're on the coast.
All right. So it's pretty simple. And then if you do go across the border, as you might do over the weekend, someone's, you know, living on the coast but, you know, jumping down to Byron, and someone's living in, I don't know, Pottsville perhaps, and coming up to the Goldie, and then you've just got to take care of your own phone yourself if indeed you need to change it for that short period of time.
Well, yeah, or you say, look, it's the weekend, and if I'm an hour late, just bring another slab of beer, and, you know, that'll make up for your tardiness or something.
So that's how it works in your world. I did wonder still whether, you know, there might be, because there seems to be an app for everything, and I thought, you know, maybe there's an app for, you know, that it somehow sorts out your life. If you put all your appointments into your diary, and some of them are interstate and some of them aren't, some of them are one side of the border and others aren't, then it'll do it all for you. Because I thought surely there's someone who's worked that out, but I haven't found anything along those lines.
Actually, you see, all of the decent calendar programs do this for you automatically anyway. When you put in an appointment, you also put in what time zone it's in if it's not your local time zone. Now, I know that in some applications you have to turn on an option to say, I will be using multiple time zones, so show me all of those controls and ask. And then every time you put an appointment in, you say, right, here's an appointment, but aha, this one's going to be on New South Wales time, so I'll just flag that, or it's on Hawaii time if you're going on holidays, or wherever you might be going.
Hawaii time. I quite like the ring of that.
Nice.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad.
Sometimes get wrong.
Well, there have been examples of that in the past, haven't they? Where I think over in America at one stage, did they make a late decision on something to do with daylight saving, and it caught a whole bunch of computers out?
one in the States, and also here in Australia during 2006 when the Commonwealth Games were held in Victoria. It was very late in the piece that the Victorian government suddenly realised that the time was going to change on the last day of the Commonwealth Games. So they rushed a change through Parliament to extend or start early or whatever it was, to change the date of when daylight saving was going to happen. And the problem is they had done that so late that Apple and Microsoft and all of the people who create the time zone files that go in your phones or computers, it was too late for them to get the new version in. So even though the law or the government had changed the daylight saving dates, by and large, most people's computers went ahead and changed anyway because they hadn't been told any different.
Well, smartphones and smart anything are only as smart as the rest of us can be by the sounds of things. And it comes down to the user still, Gary. And
it's always the user's fault.
Always. Ooh, it certainly always is when I'm doing it. Hey, still, Gary, and nice to have you on the Drive program. Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a good one.